Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at education. Paul Enos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to former Board of Regent and current trustee of the Washoe County School District, Howard Rosenberg.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Wayne Frediani, Dan Mason, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome Howard Rosenberg back to the program. He is a professor of art and art education at the University of Nevada, Reno. He's also a former member of the Board of Regents and a current member of the Washoe County School Board. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you.
Siobhan McAndrew reporting this morning that there's now discussion about having police in middle schools in Washoe County. Your thoughts on this?
It's difficult, Sam. It really is. All the research shows us that police are a very good idea in every school. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. There's also that part of the research that shows us that kids, when they see a police officer, at first, particularly, get a little bit nervous. If he's here, there's got to be a reason. If there's a reason, do I have to worry? That kind of thing. It takes time to build the trust, and sooner or later, I guess, you know, it can be built. The other extreme would be guard towers at the opening of every school. We don't want to go there either.
And a cop can be a positive experience.
Of course, very definitely.
We do have one at my kid's school. They go to a private Catholic school.
Yes.
And, you know, it is a very positive experience having a former police officer
that
there.
That is fine. I worry about what follows after that. There's been talk about arming teachers. No, I'm sorry. That would be absolutely the biggest mistake in the world unless they were armed with non-lethal weapons. Mace, pepper spray, something like that. Because heaven forbid what would happen if a mistake was made and a teacher shot a kid. That could be the most god-awful thing that ever happened anywhere at any time. There's two sides to it. You know, Colonel Grossman was in town and polarized. a large group of people. What he had to say was definitely interesting to listen to. I agree with a lot of it. I disagree with more of
it. Okay, explain. But we had Perry DiLoretto here a couple of weeks ago to talk about that. Tell us who this man is and what he was talking
about. Colonel Grossman is a world-recognized expert on violence in schools and in public places. And he came to share what he learned. He's been through all of them, Columbine, Sandy Hook, Newtown, all of it. What he had to say was very provocative. It was not inflammatory. It was provocative. He gets very emotional about what it is that he believes. Of course, I can't understand that myself personally, never getting emotional about what I believe. But he had a great deal to say that was very important for us to listen to. And I am very grateful that Mr. DiLoretto brought him here. However, that's no one's endorsing what he says, at least as far as I know from the school board's perspective. But education bases itself on information. The more that we have, the better off we are to make a decision that will be sensible. We're putting in a great number of safety precautions. There's been money that has been allocated for safety, and quite a good bit of it, too. And we're calling on people all over the place, in addition to our own people. We've got good people in Washoe County. Reno PD, Sparks PD, the Sheriff's Department, and our own Washoe County District Police, who are on top of it every single minute of the day. I've never seen anything like it. I don't know if they sleep.
You know, it was quite interesting. They did Washoe County, the Sheriff's Department, RPD. They did an active shooter scenario, actually, at Little Flower Elementary School.
Yes.
Happened the day before there was a shooting at Renown that got them prepared for that. And it was really interesting to see the professionalism and, you know, things, what did we do right? What did we do wrong here?
Exactly.
So, I mean, from my standpoint as a parent, it made me very happy. I watched the whole thing. I was there through the whole process.
Yes.
To see that, to see us go through that process, how the teachers handle it, how the principal handles it. Do you think we need to get that in every public school?
Yes.
So we go through that.
Sure.
They know how to deal with these situations.
We're already doing that. There's lockdown scenarios that all the teachers have been trained to deal with. The kids know what to do and how to do it. It's an extension of when I was young, fire drills, which scared the living daylights out of everybody. But we had to learn. Then there was that part during the early 50s when we did atomic bomb drills. We were afraid that the Soviet Union was going to bomb us. So we all learned how to get under our desks, cover our heads, that kind of thing. So this is nothing new, except the threat becomes more personal and more personal and more personal as time goes on.
What, give us the top two things you agreed with, the top two things you disagreed with.
He mentioned a film that you can put on windows that stops any bullet, even an AK-47, you know, shooting continuous rounds at it. I think we need to look into putting that at single point entry schools. But we have several that are not single point entry. They have to be brought to that kind of a situation first. Our schools like HUG aren't designed for this kind of a situation. They're individual buildings, individual houses. They have to be protected in another way. And the protection has to be strong enough so that you can see it, but not so strong as to turn it into a concentration camp. You can't learn like that, Sam, and that's my basic problem with anything. First and foremost, how does it affect the kids? Safety, yes, but learning. That's what we're there for. We need to teach, and they need to learn.
All right, let's take a break. More with Howard Rosenberg when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully's Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Rosenberg. He's a member of the Washoe County School
Board of Trustees.
Board of Trustees.
Thank you.
Do you think we're expecting too much from our teachers beyond teaching?
Yes.
I was asking a teacher the other day. I was sitting next to her on the plane. She said, we have to feed these kids. We have to make sure they have a healthy breakfast.
Yes.
We have to make sure that their parents speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And she feels like so much is put on teachers today that we're not just expecting them to teach.
Very definitely. First, you've got to get the kid ready so that he can or she can be taught. If they're hungry, they can't learn. More and more. How can we be the richest country in the entire world and have children living in poverty? It doesn't make any sense.
That's more of a socioeconomic issue
than a
family dynamics.
Everything that has to do with the child. When the kid comes into school, one of the first things I teach my student teachers is between the hours of 7:30 in the morning and 2:30 in the afternoon, you may be the only thing that that child can depend on every day. All the time. You don't take sick days. You keep yourself well. You don't go out on a mental health day. No, you're not allowed that. You're there for the kids. There are times when I've crawled into school because I need to be there. Plus, I don't want them to learn that they might be able to get along without me. We need to lighten this up a little bit.
No, but you know, one of the things that strikes me is that we don't hear enough from teachers in the media. That we hear from administration, we hear from the board, but we don't
union.
Actually... Well, and that's a whole separate topic, and I'm not disagreeing.
Have you invited anyone to come and talk with you?
I am going to do that right now.
Fine.
Hey,
fine.
You're a teacher. We got you here, Howard.
Yes, but you need to hear from teachers. You desperately need to hear from teachers. We've got good people that are superintendents and assistant superintendents and area superintendents. I'm not saying no, but the teachers are in the front line. They're in the trenches. Oh, good Lord, I hate those kind of cliches. But they're with the kids. Those are the people that you need to hear from. What is it that a counselor does in our public school? Get Catherine Loudon on. Ask her to come and tell you what the counselors do. It isn't like it used to be in the old days where there were guidance counselors who taught you how to get into college. These people keep a lot of kids alive these days. It is frightening what some of our children are going through.
And is this generational? I mean, I don't remember this when I was a kid. I mean, I'm almost 40 years old. I don't remember us having these kind of issues, and probably not as much when you were going to school either.
Paul, I don't know that we would have recognized it. I think that maybe this kind of situation has been going on for a long, long time. I think that with the media today, we're calling attention to it, and we've not been able to call attention to it before. We've got good kids, and they are more than capable of learning. I have them coming into the university, and they have to be wakened up. It isn't me that's going to nag you. I don't work for you. You work for me.
Has that changed?
I want to see the product.
Has that changed?
Yes.
Is your quality of kids matriculating to the university level?
It's not quality.
Level?
It's not quality. The quality of the child is fine. It's the way the child has been brought up and what he has been led to expect. For I do this, this happens. All right, alternate scenarios are probably one of the most important things we can teach our youngsters. If I do this, 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 and this will probably happen. I better not do that. Maybe I go at it this way. But they're so used to being told, read page 9 to page 12 and write me a report. Excuse me, I don't need a report. I need you to do the reading, and I need to sit down with you, all of you, and we'll talk about what it is that you read. And they'll hear different opinions, and they'll begin to put together the way of weighing all this, quote, evidence and information toward making good decisions. Please understand, for me at least, our kids are fine. It's a question of how do we best teach them in their particular situation. One size doesn't fit all.
Okay, as we all know, the County Commission did not go forward with the school bond money. What has been the effect since then on the school district?
The effect hasn't been disastrous at this point. We have a long list of things that need to be done. And I learned a long time ago from Dorothy Gallagher that the two worst words you can ever hope to hear in any educational framework is deferred maintenance. It means that you're going to wait, it's going to cost you more, and it'll probably blow up before you get to it. We've got to have a revenue stream that is constant, that we can depend on. I have been asking the school district to please consider. Take $20 million. That's what it would have been had AB 46 passed. That would have been the first yield. Show Washoe County what we do with the money. Give them deadlines. We're going to have this finished by. It'll run over. They always run over. But at least here's what's happening with your money. We are good stewards of the money. Is money spent on things that I wish it wasn't spent? Of course.
The education initiative is going to be on the ballot in 2014. We talk about socioeconomics having an impact on everything. This money is supposed to go to education, but opponents of it say it will absolutely damage Nevada's ability to attract new jobs, to create new jobs. How do you feel about the margin?
How you can
10
possibly,
seconds,
sorry. All right, how you can possibly say that educating a child to the best of your ability and the best of his ability can do anything but bring jobs into Nevada is absolutely, Nevada, is absolutely beyond me. The first thing you need to do is educate our children and make sure that they eat. After that, we'll worry.
To be continued. Thank you so much for being here, Howard. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Marsha Realty now has a no-hassle guarantee. No long contracts, cancel at any time. And if you don't like our services, you can fire us right now. Call for more details at 473-1055.
We want it for you.
With carpet, area rugs, laminate, wood, bamboo, and cork.
We're Functional Designs. We floored more customers than any other store in Northern Nevada.
Sorry, big boys. And we've done it for less.
Our low overhead gives us the price advantage that we pass on to you. Check us out today. We're Functional Designs.
Ready to floor you with furniture, too. Amazing selections. We are Functional Designs. Small enough to serve you, big enough to please you. On Glendale, next to the river and GSR.
Downhill racing takes years of training, technologically superior equipment, determination, and flat-out guts.
On the other hand, getting a short-term loan at Check City to meet financial obligations is so quick and easy.
Check City!
when you need cash.
Marsha Realty has one of the most aggressive marketing plans ever. We market your home everywhere, TV, radio, all over the internet. Call me today for more details, 473-1055.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dan Mason is here, program director for News Talk 780 KOH. We have Sean Carey, political columnist for the Reno Tahoe Tonight magazine, and Wayne Frediani, executive director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers Association. So let's start out with Wayne. We were talking about this going into the break here. The filing is finished, and there are now 20 candidates for Reno mayor, 18 of which Anjanette Damon managed to do profiles on. Your thoughts on this?
Well, anybody can run. That's their prerogative. I think that in looking at those profiles yesterday, experience and education level with some of the people, I'd have a real hard time believing that they would understand a city budget or a collective bargaining agreement or anything that really matters in terms of redevelopment downtown. So I think it's important that we have somebody who understands fiscal responsibility and has been involved in financial management. But, you know, what's frightening is, you know, maybe somebody wins this election with 10,000 votes because they split it up so much in the primary.
Yeah, and if it is that many people voting for one candidate. Dan, you know, one of the problems we have on this program is I've got a total of 5 chairs, including mine. So to have 20 candidates, we can't do a debate like that, and you can't pick and choose, so we have to kind of stay out of it until the primary. What are you going to do on your radio?
Exactly that. I don't know how I would invite 20 people onto the program. If I did an hour with each, that's 10 hours of programming. That's an entire week. I think the audience would get bored after a while. That's going to be a real challenge. And you look at the list and you eliminate, I hate to say it, but you eliminate half of them right off the top, basically because of what Wayne said.
You're more generous than I am. I'd say about 75%.
But now the reality is, you know, we have a strong city manager-based system in Reno. So what does the mayor then become? Does the mayor become a flag waver? You know, in the past 2 mayors in Reno, we've seen dramatic changes in the town, and I think to the positive. Jeff Griffin was like a general and fought to get changes in downtown that have dramatically improved downtown to where people 25, 30 years ago wouldn't believe what it looks like today versus back then. And then Bob Cashel was the politician, the schmoozer, and he continued the same policies, but in a way that got everybody together.
He had a much better council, too.
Right.
Well, the mayor is, of course, the face of the city. And I think this is an especially interesting election because it's been so long since we've actually looked at a brand new crop of candidates going for this job. I don't think it's bad that there's 20 people in there. You're going to have your typical group of community activists, you have your group of people that are doing it to protest something, and then you have a group of pretty good candidates that actually might make a good mayor, as well as then there's a few of the establishment looking candidates, but it's interesting to see that the establishment is not backed up behind somebody yet.
So you got, like, in that category, you have Marsha Burke Bigler,
yes,
who's a current Washoe County Commissioner. You got Hillary Sheevy, who is currently on the Reno City Council. You also have a couple of successful businessmen in Ken, like, Stark and Ray Pezzanella. So, I mean, I think we do have, you know, some good people who are running. So, I mean, I do think we have good options.
I agree. I completely agree. I think there are some good options, and I like to see the fact that we also have even some from the activist category. I mean, like the Idora Silvers of the world. I mean, there are some good names that are running for mayor.
Wayne, your guys, you know, they in Northern Nevada have a lot to say about what goes on in, you know, behind the scenes. Are they at this point saying to you, okay, these are the candidates we think we should be putting money towards, or are they saying to you, hey, we want to stay out of this until after the primary?
Not yet. I mean, I think because the field's so large that a lot of people are waiting to see how it shakes out in the primary election before they're going to get behind somebody right now. I mean, there's some people that have the experience, as Paul said, in business, which I think is important, but in terms of, you know, you're going to pick somebody right now, it's impossible. And I think most people will probably get more involved in the mayoral race as it goes towards the general election rather after the primary.
But Paul, isn't there a danger that if money...
Sure, like Eddie Lorton and Chad Dene as the two candidates in in the primary. Yeah, that's scary. But
if nobody puts any money behind any of the particular candidates that, say, for example, the business community feels should be elected, then you're going to end up with the possibility of, yeah, having one or
and
more.
I think we've seen that happen in recent city council elections. I mean, I think, you know, I've gone to look at the ballot and go, these are my choices. You know, what do I do here? Can I vote none of the above? No, I think you do run that risk. It's going to be interesting. We did have Ray Pezzanello over the weekend said, hey, I'm going to self-fund. I'm not going to be dumb about it. I'm 65 years old. I'm not going to spend all my money here. But yeah, I am going to self-fund. So I think you're going to see people who have the ability to do that, the ability to reach out to people who have some money, who have some interest in what happens in this community, you know, start to back some of these people. So I think we'll see this start to shake out and start to, you know, get behind a certain individual or two in the next few weeks.
And there's also the people that are currently serving either on the Reno City Council or on the County Commission. They would also have a better ability to raise money, right, Dan?
Absolutely. And money talks, unfortunately.
Are you saying shakedown?
No, not at all. I'm just saying that's the way it is.
Just remember.
Find about the newsmakers. Go ahead.
Barack Obama could be elected president, too. So.
We'll be right back after this timeout.
Dollar Loan Center, your trusted name in lending for 15 years, now has two great ways to serve you. Signature and title loans. We lend more for your vehicle and guarantee better rates with no credit checks. Or get a signature loan up to $2,500. No collateral required. Apply in-store or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Celebrating the Sienna's third anniversary with our $3 million solid gold giveaway. Join us for the chance to win solid gold coins every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday now through the end of April. Five guaranteed winners at each drawing. Every drawing winner will qualify for the grand finale drawings or simply earn enough points to qualify. And three lucky players will roll for the gold to win up to $3 million in solid gold. Sienna, experience Reno's new gold standard.
As always, you can watch the Madden Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we have veteran political reporter of the Las Vegas Free Journal, Sean Whaley.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.